Well, it has been far too long. But the game plan is back once again. Brought to you by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. That music can only mean that Bob Lucy returns to downtown. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Rich. How are you doing?
I am just great. Good to have you with us. How have you been since last we talked, which was like 4 hours ago?
Well, I've been doing well, doing some prep here for Maine's opener, trying to get Maine offense, defense, and special teams together. And we'll work a little bit more on New Mexico as we move through the weekend and early next week.
Well, let's start with the big picture here. We've got a new coach at the helm of the Black Bears in his first preseason, a guy that we know very well from his days as not only a player but an assistant coach here at Maine. What have your impressions been so far of the start of the Jordan Stevens era?
They've been very positive. I think Jordan is an outstanding hire for Maine. He builds strong relationships with players and coaches. That's been very evident. He has a strong work ethic, pride in performance. I think he has great attention to detail. I've had a chance to watch some of his practices and the scrimmages. And, you know, he's working on techniques. He's working on execution, spending a lot of time with all of the players, particularly the defensive line. I think he emphasizes, Rich, discipline, teamwork, unity. That's been on full display. He models a lot of positivity in his actions and interactions. And I think it's just that daily commitment to giving your personal best effort and supporting the team.
Maine got off to a tough start last year, but played very well down the stretch and at least went into that final game of the regular season with a shot at postseason, and that's their goal every year, is to get to the playoffs. But let's start by taking a look at each aspect of the Black Bears team and what we know at this point with Game 1 a week from tomorrow. Let's start with the offense, and it begins with a lot of talent and a lot of experience at that quarterback position.
Yeah, I think Maine's two quarterbacks will be excellent this year. Joe Fagnano has got great size, 6'3", 224 pounds. He's got experience, although he was out for most of the year last year. Richie came back those last two games and got Maine two real good wins over Massachusetts and UNH. I think the key for Joe will be if they can keep him upright in the pocket, he can throw the long ball and stretch that defense, and he has the ability to move that ball around. Freddie Brock, the running back, Sean Bowman, the tight end, have got to get involved in the passing game. But I think he's going to have an excellent year. And you look at some of his numbers, Rich, they're as good as anybody in the league right now from that quarterback position. You know, he has put up some outstanding statistics, including 31 touchdown passes, only 6 interceptions. The average length of those 31 touchdown passes is 31 yards. He's taken the top off a lot of defenses.
There are some questions, of course, about who he will be throwing to, some big absences from last year, but at the same time, a pretty decent core of returnees and some new faces that we've been impressed with.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Maine has got Xavier Scott coming back. He's got great speed as a wide receiver. He also does a good job running the ball when called on. Michael Monios, I think, is a guy that hasn't played a lot, but he runs good routes. He's got good hands, and he's going to be in the mix. Tyrese Baptiste is a redshirt freshman that's looked good. And then they've got guys like Kobe White, a transfer from Boston College. He actually led them with 29 catches in 2019 and led them with 33 catches in 2018. So an experienced receiver in Kobe White. And then they've got Braden Heald, and he is a transfer from Northwestern. He made a great catch in a scrimmage about a week or so ago. Another guy that I'm very interested in seeing play more, maybe that tight end wide receiver type, Rohan Jones, a 6'2", 218-pound true freshman from Montreal, Quebec, got great speed, great strength in his lower body, squatted 500 pounds. he looks excellent. So I think they've got some really top-notch receivers, those people that are proven playmakers, and then those promising newcomers, and I think it's going to be a good group.
And you mentioned Sean Bowman. For my money, he's as good as any tight end in the CAA.
Yeah, I agree, Rich. 6'5", 255 pounds. He's a senior. He's got experience. Last year, he was third-team All-Conference, had 24 receptions for 282 yards and four touchdowns. I expect him, between the hashes and on the out routes, to be a very dangerous weapon for Maine this year. And he's got the ability, and we've seen it before, to run after catch.
Mm.
And nobody really wants to take him on when he's got a head of steam at 6'5", 255 pounds.
We know that you need depth at the running back position. The Black Bears had a couple of key guys who were hurt in the offseason, but both Freddie Brock and Elijah Barnwell are back, and it looks like they've got to three or four guys that they can count on back there.
Yeah, I think they've got a real good group of running backs this year. You mentioned Barnwell, and he's 5'10", about 220 pounds, had 514 yards rushing last year and four touchdowns. Freddie Brock, a different style, a scat back, playmaker in space, and, you know, do those jump cuts and get loose. He's 5'9", 193 pounds. He led them with 720 rushing yards, seven touchdowns rushing last year. And again, he had 18 receptions. He is the guy that needs the ball in his hands in space. I think he'll have an outstanding year. Tavian Banks has not played a lot over the last couple of years, but he's another guy that looked good in the spring and has looked good in preseason. He's a 5'10", 192-pound junior. John Gay, a 5'10", 195-pound senior, played at Lafayette. He's got great speed. It was a return specialist for them at Lafayette. He was injured when he first came in, didn't play a whole lot, but he's a guy that's looked good in preseason, and he's going to give Maine some pep in their step in that running game. And then they've got guys like Garrison Burnett, who played at Connecticut. He's 5'10", 205 pounds, and he looks good as well. So if they keep these running backs healthy, I think they can keep fresh legs in there, play in and play out, and really make some things happen.
Of course, the key is you've got to have people up front to open the holes and also to protect Joe Fagnano back there. How do you see the offensive line at this point?
Big. You know, Michael Geraci, 6'3", about 320 pounds, will be one of the best centers in FCS football. You know, he did a great job in off-season training. He is a starter from back to his freshman year, and I think he's going to be outstanding. Tyree Francois has done a nice job the last couple of years. He's played guard. He's played tackle. He's 6'5", 330 pounds. He's a senior. Kevin Jones has played quite a bit. He started nine games last year. He's really developed in the offseason. 6'6", 320-pound senior. Tyler Royal, back from injury, 6'4", 300 pounds. He played 10 starts in 2019, missed last year with an injury, but he looks good. And David Gross, out of Bucksport, Maine, 6'2", 323-pound sophomore, has been outstanding at guard. He can also play center. Darius Bell, another big guy, 6'3", 312 pounds, from Hamilton, Ontario, is a redshirt freshman. He's been getting some good reps in that guard position. So they have a lot of experience, and they've got some guys that have really worked hard in the offseason. And that's going to be key to Maine. You know this, Rich, year in and year out. If Maine can run, Maine's going to win. You go back to 2011, Maine's overall record is 66-55. In the 66 wins, Maine has averaged 175 rushing yards per game. And the 55 losses, only 93 rushing yards per game. That's the formula to get balance in your offense and open up that passing game to establish the run.
Talking with Bob Lucy here on Downtown. Let's shift over to the defense. The hallmark of the Black Hole defense when the Bears have made those deep playoff runs has been their ability to put pressure on the quarterback. We didn't see much of that last year. How do they shape up, and what can make us think this will be a different type of defense getting back to the old Black Bear style?
Well, no one knows the black hole reputation any better than Jordan Stevens. Jordan had 184 career tackles, was a third-team all-conference defensive end in the CAA. He had 24 sacks. I mean, he was a guy that made plays off the edge. And when you look at Maine's defensive line, this may be the deepest position area on their team. They're experienced, they're big and fast, and they look really good. I think Maine is really going to have some depth there this year. Jamel Wiley will be one of those ends, 6'2", 256 grad student. He's played for about 4 years now in a starting role, and he's healthy, and he looks great. Xavier Mitchell, a 6'2", 254-pound grad student, played 4 seasons at Arkansas Pine Bluff. He played last fall and did a nice job at 39 tackles. He looks excellent. Josh Leeson, one of their nose guards, 6'1", 290 senior. He's a guy that's played a lot of football here at Maine and has done an outstanding job. He's very strong, very physical. He's got a bench press of over 400 pounds and 550-pound squat, and he is going to be tough to move out of there. Justin Sambu, defensive tackle, 6'4", 265 senior. So we got two grad students, two seniors. That group right there has played a lot of football, and they're going to be outstanding. But they've got some excellent people that can come in. They're going to be at least 8 deep. Dorian Royal, a 6'4", 296-pound sophomore from Quebec City, played extremely well last year in his first year on the field. And he wound up with 15 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and looked excellent. And then there's guys like Raphael Salomone out of Portland, Maine, played at Deering High School. He just continues to work hard. He's in a master's program up there right now. He played well last fall. He had 16 tackles. He looks good. Kyrie Mann, who's played a lot at defensive end, is excellent. And they've got some newcomers, Rich, that look like they're going to be in the mix for playing time. So I think this is a very deep group. It's an experienced group, and they're working hard on coming off the edge and creating havoc for the passing pocket. I think you're going to see a lot more sacks this year.
All right, what about at the linebacker position, Bob? How do they shape up?
I think they also got a lot of good experience at linebacker, Rich. Adrian Otero kind of leads the group, and Adrian has been a starter since back in 2018 when he had one start. He started all the games after that, and he looks good. He's gotten really strong in the weight room, and he's 248 pounds, so he's added some weight. Xavier Nurse played last year a lot, and he was outstanding. He's 6'3", 238 pounds, and I think he's going to have a breakout season. Brian Lee will be another one of those linebackers, and he's a guy that played at St. Francis in the Northeast Conference for 2 seasons. He's got good speed and quickness and a nose for the football. He had 36 tackles last fall. So I think they've got experience, and again, they've got some depth there as well, and that should be a strong position for Maine defensively.
And it sure seems like a lot of depth in the secondary, too, for the Bears.
Yeah, Maine has a lot of returning starters in the secondary, led by Shakur Smalls, who did an outstanding job as a safety last year. He had 53 tackles, a couple of interceptions. You know, also guys like Kazir Brown, cornerback. He started last year. He made a team-high 3 interceptions. He's going to lock down one of those corner spots. And then they've got some guys, again, that are promising newcomers and I think are going to really play well. I think that's another deep part of Maine's defense. When it all sorts out, they're going to have probably 7 or 8 guys that are able to rotate in there and play in the secondary.
All right, Bob Lucy talking Maine football as we get ready for the season opener 1 week from tomorrow. What do we know about special teams, Bob?
Well, we know that they've got some excellent prospects on special teams, Rich. When I looked at all of the special team players that they had, I think the guy that really stands out initially for me is Brian Cooey. Mm. You know, Brian Cooey has kicked off for Maine for the last couple of years. He's done some punting for Maine. Well, now it looks like, you know, he's going to just be in that punting role. And, you know, he's a kid coming out of high school that was a blue-gray All-American punter. ranked number 13 punter in the entire country, all state in New Jersey. And so I think, from what I've seen anyway, he's got good distance. He's got good lift on his punt, and I think he's going to have an outstanding season as a punter. And he may also do some kicking off. Another guy that they've got in the kicker position is Cole Baker. And Cole Baker is out of Wrentham, Massachusetts. He didn't play in the fall, but has looked really good in preseason. And he's a guy that was All-State in Massachusetts and actually was on the Eastern Massachusetts All-Decade team. As a junior in high school, he had 9 field goals. 5 of those field goals were 30 yards or more, and I saw him hit a couple of field goals the other day in a scrimmage. So I think those guys I mentioned are going to be good, but they've got other guys in the mix. They've got a kicker, Cody Williams, from Portland State. And while he was in Portland State playing football for 3 years, he was a third-team All-Big Sky Conference player 2 of those years, and he's kicked 3 field goals over 50 yards, including a school record 56-yarder. So it'll be interesting to see how he meshes. And they've also got a punter, Bailey Timms, from Australia. So, again, I think they're going to have some good punters, some good people in terms of place kicking, and I hope that they can get that ball booming down there on the kickoffs as well. But I think that special teams look good.
Now, we'll break down to New Mexico in much more detail next Friday afternoon. But as we look at the schedule, well, it's something that the Black Bears are used to, a very difficult start to their season, coming out of the gate with 2 FBS opponents in their first 3 games, and then arguably the toughest conference opponent in week 4.
Yeah, they've got Villanova in week 4. That'll be Maine's conference opener. And you're right. They were 10-3 overall last year, Rich. 7-1 in the CAA. They won the outright CAA title. And they'll be tough again this year. The interesting thing about Villanova in this upcoming season, and it's always the wild card, is they have a new quarterback, Connor Watkins. He doesn't have the experience. They do have an experienced offensive line, including Michael Corby and Colin Gamroth, and they're really big and mobile offensive linemen, and they've got some proven wide receivers and running backs, so I suspect they'll be tough. Their biggest losses, Rich, were on defense. I think they only had 3 returning starters from a good defense last year, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes.
And, of course, with New Mexico in week 1, then they come home to take on a non-conference FCS opponent. But it won't be an easy game. Colgate has been a very good team in recent years.
Yeah, they have been a good team. Maine, all-time, Rich, is 2-2 against Colgate. They last played them, as you may remember, at Colgate. We had a nice trip up there, upstate New York, in 2019. They won that game. And I had flashbacks as I kind of looked at that game a little bit. Maine, 8 sacks, 14 tackles for a loss, and you may remember Ernest Edwards in that game. Returned 2 kickoffs for touchdowns. Joe Fitzpatrick rushed for over 100 yards. But it's a Colgate program that has always been tough, particularly in the Patriot League. Last year they were 5-6 overall, but 5-1 in the Patriot League. And they did lose to 2 CAA teams last year. They lost to Stony Brook 24-3 and William & Mary 27-7.
And we know this from all these years of covering things. No matter what happens, the Black Bears probably need to look at the number 7 as the key. As a CAA team, if you can finish with 7 wins, you've got a pretty good shot at making the postseason.
Yeah, that's really kind of been the measuring stick. This league, with James Madison leaving, I think is going to be incredibly balanced, incredibly competitive week in and week out. I was looking at some information earlier in the week, Rich. Last year, 5 CAA teams were 4-4 in their conference games. I mean, it's just incredible parity. And the measuring stick really, as you said, is 7 wins. But I think for Maine, all of these games are going to be very competitive and very difficult. You know, even Albany, who was at the lower end of the standings last year, they lost 5 games by 7 points or less on their schedule, including a 19-16 game to Maine. So It should be fun. It should be very competitive.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Our 26th season on the call getting underway next weekend out at New Mexico. Robert, thank you as always. Great to have you back on the game plan, and look forward to chatting about New Mexico as we make our way west next Friday.
Well, thank you for having me, Rich. It's your 282nd game at New Mexico, and you will be close to a mile up in the air from an altitude standpoint. You need to do some work here the next week to get ready for it.
I'm climbing stairs. I'm standing on top of furniture. Hydrating. That's the key. All right, Robert. We'll see you next week. Good luck in your prep.
Thanks, Rich.
Bob Lucy, The Game Plan on Downtown, brought to you every week by ClearPoint Capital. Give Mike Toole a call at 307-7718.